inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sugar,
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I am Jake Walker. So glad to be here with you this morning. I am just hanging out, taking your text messages and your phone calls this morning. 437-1620, 850-437-1620. Mike Wiggins, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Jake. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm swell. Good. Glad to be here with you on a beautiful Tuesday morning.
I was going to say, check outside that window. It is just absolutely gorgeous. Yep. This is a wonderful time of the year.
Yes.
For people to do whatever they like. Hopefully it's gardening, but I don't care if it's jogging, running, bicycling, golf, going to the beach. It's
pickleball.
Pickleball, anything.
Disc golf.
It's just a great time to be outdoors in Pensacola. And you look at the weather looking ahead, looks like for Memorial Day we may escape some rain. Doesn't look like we're going to have any for a while.
Good.
And that's good. We got enough. We'll always need it because, quite frankly, as we've talked about 1,000 times here on the Garden Line, the rain comes. And days later, it's gone. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, what it did has gone, and you need to get out and run the sprinkler system or water those container plants and do all of that. But that's okay. That's part of summer gardening in Pensacola. And if we can have these rains just periodically like this, that's good. That is good. And let's get through Memorial Day when so many people are off work.
Right.
And it's a great beach day, and hopefully it'll be dry.
Yes, hopefully.
No doubt.
I hate that a lot of our Navy Day's celebration got rained out. I was heartbroken about that.
That was a shame. It really was.
But, you know, we've got next year to look forward to. So it's going to grow every year anyway.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, we're happy about that. Do you want to go ahead and get to our first caller?
Oh, sure, let's do that, because I've got a couple other things I want to mention. But, let's talk to Dan. I think he's calling.
Yeah, Dan from Pensacola. Are you with us, Dan?
Yes.
All right, Dan, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. What's your question today for Mike Wiggins?
Okay, I'm limbing up my willow and turkey oak trees for my encore azalea plantings to give them a little more morning sun.
Good.
I have a chipper shredder, and I was wondering if chipping up the oak trimmings and maybe azalea trimmings that I'll have and adding it to the mulch or the peat moss when I plant. So the chipping's okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure I would do that. I would rather it kind of be a composted material. I don't think that's going to buy you anything, especially if you're going to use your Canadian sphagnum peat moss as you plant. So I think that's all I would do. Are you planting these? These are new encore azaleas. Am I right?
Yeah, they came out of the same bed as these oak trees.
I see. I see.
And I had some pride of mobiles in the same bed that I'm going to keep. I'm going to trim them back for the summer.
Right, right.
Because they went crazy during the winter. They were blooming all over the place. So
I just need to cut them back some. No, you're on the right track. I don't think I would chip them up and use them as planting material. That's just me. I just think that if you use the peat moss, you know, water, and for those who are planting new azaleas, be sure you score those roots, because azaleas are the worst, in my opinion, about getting root bound in a container. But I had a question from a good friend this week. He said, Mike, when do I prune my azaleas? I told him, go home and do it right now because time moves fast. And once you get into July and August, they're setting their buds for next year. So if you're doing what Dan is going to do, he's doing it right now before it's too blistering hot. And I'm sure you've got your irrigation system set too, Dan, to get water on them after you move everything. But I think you're on the right track, but I'm not sure I'm going to be for chipping up that stuff and using it as planting material.
Yeah, I'm not going to rely on my lawn sprinklers for the water, and I'm going to add some soaker hoses to those beds and control it that way.
Dan, awesome. Dan, you need to call us every week because you're right on target all that stuff. Especially if you're, let's just say you're moving a big Pride Mobile azalea. Let's say it's large. Let's say it's 6 feet or so. And you're probably going to prune it back maybe a third. But you're right. A sprinkler system generally does not get enough water to those roots. A soaker system is a great way to do it. Sometimes that's a lot of trouble for a lot of people. Other than that, get a garden hose and kind of just let it dribble on it, set it right next to that plant, and let it go for a couple of hours and get deep, deep watering. That will reduce any plant shock that you may have. So I think you're on the right track.
Right. Yeah, well, after I get them planted, a couple of weeks of water, and I was going to add the pine straw around it to dress it up.
Good idea. There's probably, in my opinion, no reason not to go ahead and do that. That would it might keep some of the weed population down, keep some of the moisture in. So if you're going to mulch with pine straw, which I heartily recommend, it's a great idea. I wouldn't have any trouble just go ahead and moving everything, get it all right, pine straw it, start watering.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I do have one of those Pride Mobiles on the south side of my house. It's probably 10 foot tall, which I've got to get to it this year.
Well, and there's one thing. If you're trying to move one that big, if you had to pick a plant to move that is that large, an azalea is the right one because, as we all know, the root system on azalea is relatively shallow. So, I mean, a 10 footer is a big one. But it should be easier to dig up and say a camellia. I wouldn't even want to try a 10-foot camellia.
Well, I'm not going to measure it. I'm just going to trim it back and let it start over a little bit.
I think you're doing the right thing, Dan. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Thanks for listening
today.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Thank you.
437-1620, text or call. All right. Thanks, Dan from Pensacola. All right. Before we get to our first break, what do we got on tap for today?
Well, I want to talk about a couple of things. I'm talking a little bit about mowing and the results of the rain and the fertilizer and all of that. I want to revisit for just a minute the swarming termites.
Yes. I've thought
I've
about that a lot.
So that, many people over the last week. Ask me. They say, I heard y'all talk about it. Tell me more about it. I'm not sure I know more about it, but maybe we can talk and solicit some thoughts from our listeners. And I'd also want to talk a little bit about mole crickets. Not an exciting topic, but unfortunately, here in late May, it's a very timely topic. So we're going to go there just a little bit if we have some time today.
All right. Yeah, getting some sultry mole cricket.
Mole
cricket talk in on the show this morning.
Stuff.
News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We're taking your calls and texts, 437-1620 with Mike Wiggins and the Garden Line. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia. Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan and Associates, The Generator Guys, Thursday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home and how they work. He'll also answer questions.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Smokestack Band, a trio of musicians that have been playing all over Pensacola for 50-plus years. Join them for a multicultural musical experience. It's happening at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Include Fort Pickens in your Memorial Day weekend activities. Sunday and Monday, check out living history displays and demonstrations. See Fort Pickens Memorial Weekend on Facebook. Enjoy the sun, sand, and music at the 7th Annual Family Beach Festival, Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion. A fun day of celebration and inspiration. Please see Family Beach Fest on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, it's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker, hanging out, taking your texts and calls, 850-437-1620. We're starting to get our texts coming in here. We just had a great call from Dan in Pensacola. And before we went to the break, you said you wanted to talk about some termite swarms, if we have time, and then what else we got on tap?
Well, I'm going to kind of go off the grid here for a second before we go all those other subjects. Right. And congratulate all our graduates.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you've got to be so proud. I went to high school graduation for one of my granddaughters this weekend, and you just see all those young people with great resumes and things they have done in high school. They have such a bright future ahead. And who knows, Jake, some of them may major in horticulture. What do you never know.
They may.
You never know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that means they're listening to The Garden as they have graduated, and probably they're over at the beach. But congratulations to all of them and to the parents. And to the parents. The parents and the teachers and the administrators have made these young adults what they are, and they're going to be a great success. I had to say that because I'm so proud of them, no doubt about that. Now, real quick, go back to the rain. We had two episodes of hard rain.
Yes.
You take that and couple that with the fertilizer that we've all put on, our at least 16% nitrogen, maybe more, and the grass is just jumping up. Mm-hmm. I know I mowed my lawn, I think I'm going to say last Thursday, and I walked out this morning and I've got to do it again.
Right.
It's just jumping up. Mm-hmm. It really is, which is just the way we want it. It's perfect. But just don't forget the basic rules. The basic rules. And I know if you're a listener of our show, you're saying, Mike, I know this. I know it. Why you keep saying it? But don't scalp that yard. It looks really good when you scalp it. But if you've got St. Augustine centipede, it'll open it up and allow weeds and disease and that type of thing. Continue to mow it high. Remember, 4 inches for St. Augustine, 3 inches for centipede, about 2 inches for zoysia, and you'll be in good shape. And never cut off, if you can help it, more than 1/3 of the blade of grass, and don't mow it when it's wet. So if you're going on a 10-day vacation and you've got the neighborhood teenager going to mow your lawn, you may want to sit him or her down and say, here are just a few rules about mowing my lawn. Because I'd hate for you to come back from your vacation and have that lawn be about a half inch how he or she mowed it. So in any event, just a few basic rules about mowing, because that's going to be in our life until next fall. And that's good, because the grass is going to continue to look good. The ground temperature has gone up. Obviously, the temperatures are in the 80s. And that's good for growing St. Augustine, centipede, zoysia grass. That is perfect. Also, just one other thing, but something else. It looks to me like, and if somebody's listening can help me, that the leaves on the oak trees have stopped falling.
Mm.
And little catkins, little stringy pollen material, looks like it may have also stopped. A little bit, I saw a little bit this morning, but very, very little, especially compared to what we've had in Pensacola. And as I say, every year, it was the worst we've ever had.
Right.
Because everybody was just complaining. And if you live in the city, you got to thank our sanitation people because they had the street sweepers out getting it out of the gutter and out of the street. And we certainly do appreciate that. And let's hope, I'm saying this right, that maybe the termite swarm has some. I don't want to say stopped. I'm not sure that it has. I saw one or two yesterday, but they have been amazing. I had I had lunch yesterday. Someone we were having lunch with said they live on the west side. And I thought it was mainly an east side phenomenon. But she said, oh, no. She says they are everywhere over there. And they're getting into your house. Who knows how.
A lot of people were saying the fan vents, you know, in their home.
They Jake, you're absolutely there. Right. And and that was, there were two ways to maybe stop these things, at least reduce them. Turn your lights off.
Yeah.
All your outside lights off.
That's the big one. Yeah.
And even like if you're in your bedroom, don't turn that light on until you have to get in there and go to bed. But also turn on your exhaust fans, say at night, not all night, but say when it gets dark until you go to sleep. And that would stop maybe them coming in that way. But they are nasty, and they are a nuisance, and let's hope they're just about done.
Yes, definitely. We're going to try to – we lost it. We had a caller. It was Carrie from Holt. He was talking – I was going to try to put him on the air real quick, but I think he just wanted to get the answer off air. He was mentioning our earlier conversation, I think a couple weeks ago, somebody was talking about that root-looking this might be him calling back.
The Bermuda grass.
Yes.
Yeah,
the weird-looking root.
Yeah.
And he said some people call those potato roots sometimes.
Potato vines.
So he didn't hear how you got rid of those.
He doesn't want to hear.
Right.
He does not want to hear my answer on that.
Yep.
Potato vines here in our area will grow up in your flower bed, mainly. And when they do, it's got reasons to call it a potato vine. The root on it looks like a big potato. I mean, it really does.
Right, yeah.
And there's no chemical that's really going to control that. You could use a non-selective herbicide, and it might knock it back a little bit, but it's going to come back. You got to dig it up. That's the whole thing. You really do need to dig it up, and that's heavy labor. And it also can be a problem because it's mixed up in all your other stuff, all your other landscaping plants. But potato vines are really just, we've had that problem forever, and I just say manual labor is about the only way to do it.
We've got Carrie on the line real quick. The call dropped. He's listening all the way out in Holt. Yeah, so to recap the answer for you, Carrie, we hate to say we got some bad news for you, but you're just going to have to dig those guys out. That's really the only way.
Okay, I was afraid that's what you were going to say.
Yeah.
I thought if you lived out in Holt, you didn't have that problem. You're out there in paradise, and there are no potato vines there, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, they're bad in the fence lines.
Oh, no question about it. Now, let me say one thing about that, especially if you live probably in a rural situation, and I'm not sure that's where you are, but if you're along a fence line, if you're on a fence line, there is a product that's been on the market for years called Brush Killer. Okay, Brush Killer is a non-selective herbicide that will literally sterilize the soil, so nothing. You don't want to plant anything there. People use it to control weeds, both woody weeds and grassy weeds. Along fence lines. It's called Brush Killer. It's very strong. You don't want to use it near any desirable plants or trees. But if you've got it just, you know, out in the North 40 along the fence line, you might look into that. It's called brush killer.
Brush killer. All right. I hate to cut it off. Carrie, thank you so much for listening
Carrie.
Out in Holt. We've got to get to our commercial break here before the Fox News break. We'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel Garden Line with Mike Wiggins right after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We're about to hit our Fox News break here, but you had a little something to throw in before.
Just a reminder, because this has got a personal, because I looked at the oak tree in my front yard, and it's time for me to call the tree surgeon before we really get into hurricane season, because you've got to open up some of these trees so the wind will go through them and not, you know, the tree doesn't act like a sail on a sailboat,
right.
Catches the wind, and when it does that, it's either in the power lines or in your house. And so it's not inexpensive work to have that done. But the tree surgeons in Pensacola, the ones I know, are talented and honest and will be very fair with you. So I would certainly look into that, because the last thing you need is a tree coming over. And, of course, all the weather people are saying – it's going to be a tough hurricane season.
Right.
Let's hope they're wrong.
Exactly. We definitely rely on them, but this time we hope that they're unreliable and wrong on that. If you've sent a text in, be patient. We'll get to you right after the Fox News break here at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker. It's Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. We'll be right back after this.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The defense rests at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York.
Any other judge, you would have thrown this case out. Any other judge would have thrown this case out.
The former president, before heading into court this morning, closing arguments are expected next Tuesday. The jury's dismissed until then, with tomorrow off anyway, then a four-day holiday weekend. There's potentially dangerous weather in the forecast from Missouri to Wisconsin.
The Midwest is bracing for severe thunderstorms, damaging wind gusts, large hail, and possible tornadoes, as severe weather is expected to roll through this afternoon and evening. Millions of people are at risk, with the National Weather Service placing a large portion of Iowa at a level 4 of 5 for risk for severe weather.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Chicago. One person is killed, 30 reported injured in severe turbulence on a Singapore Airlines flight from London to Singapore. It was diverted to Bangkok, Thailand. America's listening to Fox News.
Good.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it's 74 degrees and partly cloudy in Pensacola. A man was arrested after allegedly causing a five-car crash while driving intoxicated in Santa Rosa County on Sunday afternoon. That crash happened at Edgewood Drive and Bellingham Street. City officials say that 20-year-old Walter Gomez was speeding when he ran a stop sign, then rear-ended a van. His vehicle then hit the front end of another SUV. The van involved in the crash then hit two parked vehicles. One passenger in that van severely injured and nearly required an amputation. Another passenger reportedly had glass lodged in their neck. Deputies say Gomez fled that scene on foot, was arrested about a mile from the scene, now facing several charges, including DUI and leaving the scene of a crash. Gomez is being held on $150,000 bond. Well, it's not something you'd expect when you're at the beach. A Cessna coming in for a landing right there on the sand. However, that did happen in Walton County yesterday. The sheriff's office says a Cessna had an engine failure issue and landed on Miramar Beach. No injuries, though, were reported either from the people in the plane or anyone on the ground. It's 9:33. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Nice weather continues through the work week. We're going to continue with high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. It'll be in the upper 80s the further inland you go, middle 80s the further south you go, closer to the coastline. Lows will be in the 60s and 70s each and every morning, and the chance for rain, minimal. We don't really have much in the forecast. A few small chances possible through the long weekend, but right now I see lots of sunshine in our forecast. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
It's really starting to warm up now, 78 degrees in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton, and mostly sunny skies across the area. It is at 9:33, our next news at 10, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Boeing will have 5 extra years to build its 767 freighters in its Everett plant, thanks to a provision in the newly passed Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization bill. The plane maker did not say what these extra years will mean for the aviation company beyond 2028, when it originally planned to shutter its 767 freighters program because the plane does not meet global aviation carbon emission standards. TikTok is experimenting with letting users upload clips that are 60 minutes long. Back when it first launched in 2017, TikTok featured clips lasting only 15 seconds or shorter. But the company, which is owned by ByteDance, has eased its time restrictions since, with all users now permitted to share video lasting up to 10 minutes long. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrials up 60, the NASDAQ down 34, and the S&P 500 down barely 1. That's your money now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
May the 21st, 1933, from downtown in Pensacola, this is 1620 Radio News. Local newsmen have just completed a conference to deal with a point of sadness in our community, another ill effect of the ongoing depression. Today, the Taylor Motor Company has closed. This, the Franklin dealership here, is the fifth such closing here since last January, again calling our attention to the fact that on a national scale, there are a number of long-established manufacturers that are ending production. Others, including 3 for cars being sold here, have shut down because sales are slow and their own cash position had declined. Frank Taylor advised that the production for the well-conceived Franklin Motor Cars had been behind his own shutdown. Thus far, we also no longer see for sale signs for the Maxwell, Rio, and Pierce cars. Mr. Taylor said that he had considered keeping his service operations intact, but then he said ruefully that many motorists are either ignoring major repairs or are attempting to make them themselves.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
That's your kind of music, Jake.
Man, I love it. I mean, where can you go to hear that anymore live? I don't know.
Out at the base. At the museum,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to say every year, I'm probably wrong, but periodically they have big bands come out there and they pack them in.
Man. Because
people really love that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not just want to get up and dance to that?
It's a toe tapper.
Amazing,
no
yes. It's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker, hanging out, taking your calls and texts. Area code 850-437-1620. Got a lot of text messages to get to, so let's go ahead and jump on in. I have a question about planting new crepe myrtle trees. Recently paid a landscaping company to install two 65 G trees?
Yeah, 65 gallon. That's
gallon,
the,
okay, I'm sorry.
That's the size of the container.
You know where I'm at when I see G and I go to grams. Two workers came out and each worker did a separate tree. So one tree was installed flush with the ground. The other tree was installed with the root ball sticking up a quarter of the way above the ground. The worker that installed the tree above the ground said it was necessary to allow the tree roots to breathe and grow better. I researched online and found several articles that support both methods. Is one better than the other, or is it just aesthetics? Both trees have dirt mounds around them for watering them, and I only plan to put pine straw down. So lots of information there. So installing these crepe myrtle trees, are they supposed to be flush with the ground? Is it supposed to be a little bit above? Which worker was correct?
That's a great comment. Great question. Over the years,
mm-hmm.
I think as people in the landscaping business would tell you that you wanted it flush. Whatever level it was planted in that container, you wanted it flush with the ground.
Okay.
Straight on. But some of the literature nowadays will say, you know, leave a little bit out. Just a 65-gallon tree is a big tree.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an inch or so out of the ground. I kind of old school. I kind of like to do it flush. I think you're going to be fine there because the secret to planting a deciduous tree in 85-degree weather is water.
Mm.
Well, and it's also scoring the roots. Remember we talked about scoring the roots on azaleas earlier? Well, it's the same with a big tree like that. You want to kind of score those roots so they can expand and get out and absorb the nutrients that you offer it. So I would also follow the philosophy. We talked to the young man from Holt earlier on the phone today. Don't just allow your sprinkler system to water those new crepe myrtles.
Mm-hmm.
Run that hose out there periodically and let it just dribble on it for a matter of hours and really go deep with the water, because we're sitting here now with no rain forecast for the immediate future,
right?
At least a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So you really do need to get that water on those crepe myrtles. So I think you're good. You're probably good either way.
Right.
Probably good either way. That's my preference, is mm-hmm. to go plant it flush. But I think you're going to be just fine. But keep that water on it, because, as I say, if you had asked me, said, Mike, when is the best time to plant a 65-gallon crepe myrtle?
Mm-hmm.
I would say on the coldest, nastiest day of the year,
right.
Probably in February or late January, when it's obviously it's dormant. But
right.
It's not dormant now, so you've got to get that water to it, because you have made a huge investment
mm-hmm.
in those two trees, and you got to keep them alive and thriving.
Yes. All right, 437-1620, keep your questions coming in. We've got our next text here. Somebody wants to know, I have centipede grass and was going to do Scott's Southern Lawn Feed this week. I also wanted to use the grass patch seed as well. How long should I wait after I fertilize to lay the grass seeds?
Well, I think you could probably do both. Mm. Now, we need to be sure that that product you want to use has no weed killer in it. Mm. Whatsoever. We're a little late on our fertilizer, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, we're a little late. We like to do it a little earlier. I like to do it maybe late April, 1st of May. But you're fine. You're going to be just fine. But put the fertilizer out, and you're not putting it out that thick. Remember now, do your arithmetic and put the right amount of fertilizer per square foot in your yard. And then I think you can go ahead and put those seed patches in. You need to do that, because now that the air temperature is in the high 80s, the soil temperature is up also, and that's going to help those seeds germinate. So I think you could probably do both. I hope that that particular fertilizer has a slow release quality to it, because that really would cinch it to where you could do both of them, because it's going to feed it, oh, golly, maybe for the next month or so. So anyway, right. That's what I would do.
Okay. Our next question is from Bob. He wanted to know, I've got a question about getting jasmine to take off. I've planted quite a bit of it in an area, and it seems to take a long time. There used to be azaleas where I planted them, and the soil is a thick mat of fine roots. Can you fertilize the jasmine?
Well, the short answer is absolutely. Real funny. I had a another conversation at lunch yesterday with someone, good friend, listener of the show, who was bragging about his Confederate jasmine. His Confederate jasmine, he put it on a fence to kind of hide, I don't want to say hide, but to shield himself from the neighbors. He just, as opposed to putting a new fence up. And he says it has taken off and is absolutely covering that fence. And it's just been beautiful with the little white blossoms, smells good, a great plant. Now, the person who's texting us may be talking about Asiatic jasmine, which is a ground cover, of course. So I think what you're dealing with, it sounds with the, all those old roots that are in there,
right?
Just the soil is not very good. So as you plant those jasmine, be sure, once again, to use our favorite material, a little bit of peat moss, Canadian sphagnum peat moss, mixed with the sand. Get as much of the roots out of there as you can. Now, insofar as fertilization, no question about it. If you've already got them planted, now is the time to do it. You can look just the basic. I'll tell you what I would use on that jasmine. If you've got any of your lawn fertilizer left with a lot of 16% nitrogen, I wouldn't hesitate to use that on that jasmine. Now, you've got, once again, I sound like a broken record, but you've got to be sure there's no weed killer in that fertilizer.
Right.
If it's just straight lawn fertilizer with some slow release, some iron, some minor elements, that would be great for that jasmine. And I would go ahead and do that. And then, just like we've talked about all morning long, water, water, water.
Yes, definitely.
Exactly.
Janet, one of our loyal listeners, texted in about the potato vine that we were talking about, that she calls it the scourge of the South. hers grow up and around old camellias and trees into treetops. They're unable to dig up under large roots. Cut the vine. She says cut the vines about 3 inches off the ground. Use a cheap chip paint brush and carefully brush on brush and stump killer.
Yeah, that's
too fresh cut. Okay.
Janet's right on.
Yeah.
Because your basic non-selective herbicides are grassy weed killers, and potato vine is not. So, yeah, but you've got to be so careful. I mean, Janet's sitting there. I can see her right now. You know, cutting it off. You got a little bit of foliage coming up, and you're painting it with a paintbrush.
Yeah. She said it may take a few tries, too.
There's no question. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. But that is probably the safest way to do it. But even at that, Janet, I worry about using that strong herbicide anywhere near your desirable camellias and trees and that type of thing.
Yeah, and she even said it's tedious, but it works when they are growing under desirable plants and you can't spray the area.
So, exactly.
Yeah, so exactly. She just kind of just goes spot, you know, she spot does it. You know?
Right, and if you're going to do that,
it's tedious. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but if you're going to use that method, Janet's right on. Mm-hmm. You've got to be so careful,
right?
You know, and just really not let that stuff, because you get that in the soil, that brush killer in the soil.
Right.
It'll leach to good plants, to the roots of good plants, and you'll say, why are my plants dying? That stuff's strong stuff.
All right, we got a text from Steve that we'll get to right after the break. Don't go anywhere, Steve. We'll have your answer coming up. And piggybacking on the crepe myrtles real quick before we go to break, somebody has some crepe myrtles that are about 25 feet tall. Can they chop them down to like 5 or 6 feet height?
Well, you can. You can. And And the Craig Merrills will probably come back. But that's not really the way to do it, unless you have to. In other words, if it's under power lines, that type of stuff, unless you're really forced to cut it back that far, I would not. What I would do, if you're going to do any pruning on it, is cut it back maybe a third right now. And, of course, we like to prune our Craig Myrtles in February.
Right.
But, okay, if you got to prune it back a third right now, and then do that radical pruning next winter.
Okay.
That's kind of the steps I would take.
All right. Sounds good. We'll have more with Mike Wiggins in the Garden Line here on News Radio Pensacola. I admire how you can fire through this, man. You're ready to go. I love it. So, Garden Line with Mike Wiggins.
I just
Wiggins.
Hope we're right.
Well, you seem to have a good track record so far.
We've been doing it a long time.
Yeah. 437-1620. We'll be right back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. Feeling a little cheesy? Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
We're going back in the archives for that one.
Well, I was going to say, Jake, your music this morning makes the best of the Garden Line CD, just in case.
Yeah. It's been good this morning. The internet has been kind to me on my clickings here. Was going back all the way into the 20s. I think it was 1925. Bessie Smith. Yeah, I grew up.
A legend.
Near Chattanooga. We had the Bessie Smith strut every year. It was a lot of fun. So, definitely. Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
It's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. My name is Jake Walker, hanging out with you on News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. Get your questions, calls, texts in here, 437-1620. Steve from Point Baker was wondering about some nectarine trees, some citrus trees that he's got. He said he's got plenty of jam in the pantry, doesn't really need a lot more yield for this year. So he was wondering if he could trim those trees back for a better shape.
Absolutely. Yes, you can. Generally, your citrus trees, your limes, your lemons, your oranges, all that, nectarines, don't really need pruning. I mean, it's just not right. Something they really need or desire. However, if you prune them back, you are going to lose some production, obviously. But in this case, we don't really worry about the production because we've already got plenty. So, I don't think it'll hurt a thing. And I think this is a good time to do it.
Okay, great. We've got a call, so I'll let you get to something on your list there while I take the information from the next caller, 437-1620, Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Take it away.
Very good. We were going to talk about mole crickets. And I don't know if we're going to have time to really cover this subject, but these mole crickets are obviously the ugliest insect, ugliest animal on the planet. They're absolutely horrible. And what they do, they burrow underneath the ground, underneath your lawn, and loosen the roots, and the roots dry out, and you have these brown spots in your yard. Just real quick, a little history about the mole cricket. They're not something that's been here in Florida or in the Southeast forever. At the turn of the century, not this century, back hundreds of years, they came through different ports of call. Charleston, Mobile, one report said Port Arthur, Texas, from Brazil and Argentina. So they've been brought into the United States and have become a problem. Early on when they got here, they were not that big a problem because people used DDT to kill them. DDT was probably one of the worst chemicals ever invented insofar as the environment and safety was concerned.
Right.
Did more damage, and it's gone now. Good riddance.
Right.
So there is really nothing left that is a surefire way to control these mole crickets. But we ought to take our phone call here. Then we can get back to the mole crickets and talk a little bit about their damage and what one can do to help your lawn.
Okay. Tommy is in Pensacola. Tommy wants to know about some patches in his zoysia grass. Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, thanks. I'm in my second season with my zoysia lawn, and I've got some areas that won't green up, and they started at the end of the season last year. They're just kind of brown and cherries.
Zoysia, well, let's back up a little bit. The reason people plant zoysia nowadays is, one, is it's doing so well in Pensacola, and people were sick of all the problems with their St. Augustine brown patch fungus, that Rhizoctonia brown patch fungus, to be specific. Zoysia doesn't get the disease like St. Augustine, but it will get it.
Mm-hmm.
It will get the fungus. So what you need to do is these spot? Are they? I assume they're just brown spots in your zoysia. Is that correct?
Yeah, not the entire lawn, just a few areas.
Yeah, just a few areas. That's how it works. So usually you can see them. The fungus will have kind of a brown ring around the edge of the spot, and if you kind of separate it with your hands, your fingers, it'll be kind of greasy and wet in there. And that's probably the fungus. If it is, you need to spray it with a lawn fungicide. Daconil is one that's been around for a long time. But spray it with a lawn fungicide. Spray it one time, then spray it a second time 10 days later. And what you need to do is always say this. Go into your golf bag and get a golf tee and put it right on the edge of that spot and spray it. And then spray it 10 days later. And if that spot that's affected has not gotten any bigger, then your fungicide has worked. If it continues to grow, you've got to keep treating it. So that's kind of how you do it. Sometimes if you get those spots really bad with that fungus, you may need to say, hey, I can't solve it. Cut it out, kind of, you know, maybe in a jigsaw puzzle pattern, cut it out and put new zoysia in those spots and kind of start over. Because that fungus can be pretty rough.
All right. Sorry, I got to cut it.
Water it in?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. If you spray the fungicide, do not water it for 48 hours. Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
All right, Tommy, I hate to cut us off. We got to get to our last commercial break.
Good call, though. That's
great call.
That's all over.
All right. Blue Sky Landscaping coming up here in just a second. This message from them. Thank you so much for your sponsorship, and thank you for your calls and texts today. 437-1620, Garden Line with Mike Wiggins.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media, local radio and TV stations in every...
We'll have to talk about mole crickets next week.
We can do that.
Yes.
Any week, we can do it.
Yeah. When you can tease your show with mole crickets... then you know that you made the right decisions as a kid.
That's exactly
you know that you've patterned your life in the way it needs to be.
Well said, Jake.
This is News Radio Pensacola, the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Thank you so much. I'll be right back with Pep Talk with Jake Walker.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.